Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Annette Weber, a Sudan analyst at the Berlin-based German Institute for International and Security Affairs. Dr. Weber, Omar al-Bashir is just one of several military officers who took over in 1989, and he's not alone in the docket. What are the specific charges against him and the others, and what kind of punishment might they get?
28 members of the former government of Omar al-Bashir, specifically those from the Islamic movement, are on trial. The trial was just postponed until mid-August because they need a bigger space. But the trial, the accusation basically is on the plot, on the coup. They seized power in 1989. In a military coup on 30 of June 1989. And so the trial, the accusation is basically that they did that against the existing laws and the existing constitution at that time, overthrowing the legitimate government of Sadiq al-Mahdi, who was basically in power through democratic election. And basically they are accused of having plotted the coup, in which the army arrested Sudan's political leaders. They suspended the parliament, closed the airports. So this is the accusation. The potential punishment could be the death penalty. That is what the highest punishment is on plotting and abetting a coup could be. So this is basically the second charge against the former president. The first trial was held on corruption. Now this one is on the coup. And then, of course, there's the ICC trial awaiting Omar al-Bashir and others because of the crimes against humanity and war crimes in Darfur.
You are listening to Dr. Annette Weber, a Sudan analyst at the Berlin-based German Institute for International and Security Affairs. The country's transitional government has already said it will hand Bashir over to the ICC. Do you think the Sudanese people prefer that he face justice there or at home?
I think for the trials happening right now, Sudan is the right place. I mean, it's Sudanese people expecting Bashir and others to be trialed in Sudan, and they do expect the trial to be a fair trial, the new judiciary to be an independent judiciary. Bashir himself has more than 100 defense lawyers, and I think one can expect the trials to be fair and not like political show trials. The question if the trial on Darfur is happening in The Hague, if it's going to be a hybrid court, if it's a court in Sudan, that is still not decided and might take a bit longer. But the coup trials on 89, I'm sure they should and they will happen in Sudan.
How is Sudan's transition going?
I think there's a good and a bad answer, or good and a problematic answer. The transition is going actually very well in terms of the followership and the trust building that the transitional government has managed to build up on, you know, with the population, with the citizens. And I think we've seen that in throughout the corona crisis and how the government was handling protests in the last couple of weeks. It was always dealt with, you know, in a transparent manner. People do trust this new government, but of course the problematic aspect of the situation right now is definitely the economic hardship. And I think if the government is not able to produce more of an easing this economic hardship, the transition might be, there might be more tensions for the transition coming up. But by and large, I would still say it's a positive situation in Sudan, and there's, you know, a trust and belief that this transition can go on, and that at the end, you know, the elections will bring a different era to Sudan. So I'm quite hopeful.
Dr. Weber, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.